Thank you for holding. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor. Can I have your first and last name?
Sure, it's Roland, and last name is Mora, M-O-R-A.
Thank you. And what is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
It's 8330 U.S. Highway 181 North, and it's in Floresville, Texas, 78114.
Thank you. Let me see.
This is actually, the card is actually a JCPenney's MasterCard, and I only use it. Yeah, it's a JCPenney's MasterCard, and this is the address that I gave you. I changed my address to where I work because I'm here most of the time now because of the pandemic. So this is the only one of my accounts that comes to my my work address, and I only use it to buy stuff off JCPenney. So when I saw this, it really stands out because it says PRFECT Energy, and I have no idea what that is.
So yes, the order was in on March 2nd for $7.95 for our technical bag. When that order is done, the customer is in trial basis to call in and cancel. If the customer does not call in and cancel, then they get billed for that bag and get in ruin the $125 voucher. Monthly discount. It's a voucher. It's a monthly charge that you get billed for $56.95 for $125 gift card. A voucher.
I have no idea what that is, and I didn't enroll.
So what I'm gonna go ahead and do, because you're saying that you didn't do the order, I'm gonna go ahead and file this as fraud. But I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud of bull for a pending investigation. False claims of fraudulent charges may result as penalties such as a fine. Will that be okay with you?
What kind of a fine are you talking about?
Whoever placed the order, we will do a penalty or a fine towards them because the claim gets sent over to your local police station so they can verify IP address.
That's fine.
Okay, give me a moment.
And also, what did you say I was enrolled in? I was enrolled in something.
Everything is canceled, sir, so give me just one moment, okay?
Okay.
Give me a moment.
This is actually my other credit card was charged $1,500, but it wasn't on this address. It wasn't used from this address.
Okay.
And that's why I noticed it. My credit card company called me for a fraud alert. And they asked me if I was making all these charges. And I said, how do people get a hold of my numbers?
Mm-hmm.
They said, well, they could, but it would take all day.
I understand. So your account is canceled, flagged as fraud, so nobody will be able to reopen this account back up. On my side, what I have done is I got your account canceled. And on my system, what I'll do, the claim has been sent over to your local police station so they can verify who placed the order on my system. What I'll do, I will be issuing you full refunds. 3 months worth of $56.95 until the claim is complete. We will assist you with the other two charges for $7.95 and $56.95. At the moment, you're being refunded 3 months worth of $56.95.
Oh my goodness! I had no idea what was going on this long.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's been going on since March.
It's a technical bag? Is that what you said?
A tactical bag.
A tactical bag. What is that?
I don't know how to explain it, but it's like a bag. It's a bag, sir. Like a book bag.
I'll have to look that up. I have no use for a tactical bag. Oh my God! Thank you for helping me. I really am. I need a pin for this card. I don't even use it that much, and I can just stop ordering from JCPenney's. Everything is becoming an ordeal with these credit cards. I don't know how people get people's numbers, and I'm getting people to be looking at this all the time. I forget. But
yeah.
I appreciate can I get your name again, please?
My name is Brisa, B-R-I-S-A.
Brisa, B-R-I-S-A?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's a pretty name. Are you in California?
No, sir. But I'm in the United States.
Okay. And do you speak Spanish?
Yes.
Awesome. I appreciate your time, Brisa. I really do. I don't know how this happened, and I wrote it down. It's a tactical bag. I'll have to read up on what that is.
Yes, it's like a bag that you just, it has a lot of pockets, it's lightweight. It's like for, when you go hiking.
Uh-huh. A tactical. I don't go hiking. I'm 53 years old. Is it something that's ordered on the internet or the catalog? Or?
No, just like you do. No.
No, you.
Nothing for a catalog, no.
It's not a catalog. Okay.
No.
All right, then. Oh, my God. Well, once again, I appreciate your time. And golly, I'm glad that I called. And thank you for being so kind and patient. I didn't do this. I don't know how it happened at all. And I would never join. I would never actively join any club or have them take away some kind of something, pay for something where I can get, I think you said $125 a month. I don't do that. But anyway, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
You are welcome. Is there something else I'll be able to assist you with?
No, not at all. Thank you
okay,
so much.
Uh-huh, you're welcome. Bye-bye. And thank you for calling customer care. Bye-bye, sir.
Good, Brisa. Bye.
Bye-bye, sir.